You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with author Diana Rangavis, a pharmacist, ethics professor, turned writer, and accomplished educator and business professional. She now uses her powers for good, writing health-related articles, children's books, and political thrillers. Diana, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. I appreciate you having me here.
And you're more than welcome. So for starters, tell us the adventures of Rosie Posey. Friendship is your first children's book. What was your inspiration for wanting to write a children's series?
I think children's need an ethics book that's bright and compelling every half generation to teach them. As you can probably see, in every society, there are issues. And I just felt that bringing ethics to children in an easy to understanding, beautiful pictures, something that parents can integrate in a conversation with their child and open up a dialogue, was important. Coming from the collegiate environment, teaching adults ethics and critical thinking skills, I tried to pare it down so that we could have some tool to teach children.
And explain the 12 Values series.
Okay, the 12 Values series is, it starts with friendship. That's the first one that's out. It's on Amazon, The Adventures of Rosie Posey Friendship. And then it moves on to different value systems. Acceptance is the next one, where Rosie and her friends run into an autistic child, and you learn how to accept yourself and for all the good things that you individually bring. And then there's I Miss You, which deals with death. There's forgiveness, there's I love you, and those are all looking for the next parts of the series. I'm in the market for a publisher. This first publisher was fantastic. She brought the first book to life, and she's decided to step away from publishing. So that's my next journey, I guess, is to find a legitimate traditional publisher for the 11 that are left.
And definitely from here so far, we can definitely see how this helps children. But how else does the book help children?
The book also gives children a sense of identity that they can assimilate and find key characteristics with all the different characters. And most importantly, there are talking points for parents. Parents can take different scenes and different pictures. And within the pictures are clues and elements that they can pull more information from their child. Like, what would you do in this situation? What do you see all the different ramifications? Before you open your mouth or do something, let's analyze and look at all the different techniques. In Escape into Excellence, which is the textbook that I wrote for the ethics class at the college, we use the STAR technique: situation, task, analysis, result. Before you do anything, sleep on it, analyze the situation or task, look at it, and what are all the different results that can come through it? So for a child, looking at how all the different characters behave and their feelings will also help children learn that technique.
And a splendid idea, no doubt about that. Today we are joined by Diana Rangavis, author of The Adventures of Rosie Posey, Friendship, a children's series here on Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Author Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Diana, tell us about what adventures are next for Rosie Posey.
Well, Rosie, the autistic neighbor, gets lost. And the next step is Rosie and her team go and search for her. For Toby, and it brings together all the different elements of what a town is, what a community is. The children will learn what drugstores, grocery stores, gas stations, all new terminology and vocabulary. They'll also learn some more colors. And they'll also learn about how coming together as a team will affect good and major change. And I don't want to ruin the climax, but each character will find what is special about them. And at the end of the climax, they learn to accept not only themselves, but others as well. And it's a very diversity-inspiring sequence.
Also, it does seem like you're a tremendous, unique multitasker. Do you have any other endeavors on the horizon looking ahead?
Looking ahead, I am writing a thriller based on some, you know, inspired by true events, but totally a figment of my imagination. It's called The Ethical Hacker, Academia, and it's a suspense thriller novel with, you know, all the political stuff that goes with it. And I'm working hard to get people, when people read it, you get your neurotransmitters going like crazy and the adrenaline rush. And that's what I'm working on next. There's a sequence for that too. The first one is The Ethical Hacker, Academia, and the second one is The Ethical Hacker, Judgment. So that's my next project, along with some other little things. And I plan to be here for a long time, so I've got at least 30 years of creativity in us, and we'll just see where the journey takes me.
Yeah, you're definitely seizing the opportunity in the moment for sure. Now, what in your life made you focus on mental health issues in your writing?
Well, by career path, I'm a pharmacist, and in doing that, every interaction that you have with someone, you are analyzing not only where you're coming from or your space or your mental health or your intent, but you're looking at theirs. And it's a psychological process as well. And then an opening became available at a behavioral health center in Santa Rosa. And I became the clinical pharmacist at Aurora Behavioral Health to help people ground and stabilize once in the hospital, coping skills and techniques are all very helpful, but it's also getting the right balance of their medications, because neurotransmitters do have a tendency to get out of balance. And I find it a very fascinating and interesting field. And it also, you see the results and the good you're doing almost right away in the sparkle of the person's eyes and the balancing of the medications.
I understand you're donating 100% of your royalties from the book. What made you decide to give your earnings from the series to Pap Haven Rescue, and why does their mission resonate with you so much?
The Rosie Posey series goes to Pap Haven as a donation, all my royalties. And then the royalties from Escape into Excellence and Embrace Your Excellence go to the Santa Rosa Junior College Foundation. And I give it away. I mean, I'm not giving it away per se, but because it's the people who are buying the book, it's a feel-good moment on twofold. But I just feel that the ideas and the creativity just come from a separate space, and I'm just the vessel. When I'm writing, it just flows from someplace in the top of my brain through my heart to my fingertips, and I just feel that I've been blessed and I have enough, and that it's time to give back. I think there's some pyramid someplace, some psychologist, it's called self-actualization, but it's just being true to yourself. And it's important because it's not about us anymore. It's about the next generation or the people coming after us, as you can probably see. A lot of people who haven't been on the planet a long time are relearning the same things you and I have learned. And it's just leaving a toolkit or breadcrumb trail so that they can latch onto it and hopefully lead a life that is happy for them, filled with integrity, and they find their passion and they find their bliss. Joseph Campbell used to talk about finding your bliss, and it is possible, and passing forward. We're all in a relay race.
Well, good for you, and it has been a pleasure to have had you with us, Diane, and thanks for all that you're doing, and you're certainly making an impact, a positive impact We certainly appreciate it. Where can we find all things Rosie Posey, and how could one also be in contact as well?
I'm on Facebook, Diana Rangavis. I also have my own website, dianarangavis.com, and just feel free to reach out.
Again, Diana, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and continued success, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you very much. You have a great week.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Diana Rangavis, author of The Adventures of Rosie Posey, Friendship, a children's series. And for all the details, visit dianarangavis.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.